Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Montessori Toddler by Simone Davies is a practical parenting guide that adapts Montessori principles for life with children roughly ages 1 to 3. Rather than treating toddlerhood as a phase to endure, the book frames it as a powerful window for building independence, confidence, and cooperation. Davies, a Montessori educator, focuses on what parents can do at home, preparing simple spaces, choosing purposeful activities, and responding to big emotions with calm leadership. The approach emphasizes respect for the child as a capable learner, while also offering realistic tools for modern families. Readers can expect guidance on daily routines such as meals, sleep, dressing, and outings, along with strategies for reducing power struggles. The book's central promise is that small environmental and mindset shifts can help toddlers participate more fully in family life and develop skills that support long-term self-regulation and responsibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Montessori as a mindset, respect, observation, and trust. A core theme in The Montessori Toddler is that Montessori begins with how adults see the child. The book emphasizes respectful parenting that treats toddlers as capable partners in daily life, not projects to control. This starts with observation, noticing what triggers meltdowns when a child seeks movement or connection and which tasks they are trying to master. From there, the adult can respond with trust and clarity, offering freedom within firm limits. Instead of constantly correcting, the parent learns to pause, describe what is happening, and guide with fewer words. The book also highlights the importance of consistency, predictable routines, and realistic expectations for toddler development. Toddlers are impulsive, sensory-driven, and learning through repetition. Adults can reduce conflict by aligning demands with developmental reality. The result is a calmer household where the child experiences dignity and the parent feels more grounded. This mindset becomes the foundation for every practical tool, from setting up the home to handling public outings. Secondly, preparing the home environment as the silent helper, Davies stresses that a well-prepared environment prevents many behavior battles before they start. Instead of relying on constant reminders, parents can arrange spaces so toddlers can succeed independently. The book discusses child-sized furniture, accessible shelves, and simplified choices that reduce overwhelm. It encourages rotating a small set of activities, keeping materials complete and orderly, and using real tools when safe, such as small brooms, low hooks, and toddler-friendly kitchen items. Safety and beauty matter, but so does practicality, fewer items, clear places for things, and a layout that supports movement and exploration. The guide also addresses common home zones like the entryway, bathroom, kitchen, and bedroom, suggesting ways toddlers can participate in getting dressed, washing hands, preparing snacks, and tidying up. This topic is not about perfection or expensive purchases. It is about thoughtful design that communicates trust, you belong here, you can do things, and your work matters to the family. Thirdly, independence through practical life, routines that build skills. A major focus is practical life, meaning real everyday activities that toddlers can learn to do with guidance. The book explains how independence grows when children are invited to participate, pouring water, peeling fruit, wiping spills, putting laundry in a basket, and setting the table. Davies outlines how to break tasks into small steps, demonstrate slowly, and then let the child try without rushing in to fix every mistake. This approach builds concentration, coordination, and confidence, while also reducing dependence on adult entertainment. The book also highlights the power of routines for meals, sleep, toileting, and transitions. Predictable sequences help toddlers feel secure and decrease resistance. Parents are encouraged to offer limited choices, maintain clear boundaries, and use collaboration rather than bribes. Over time, these routines become a training ground for responsibility. The child experiences that their actions have real impact, and the family learns a rhythm that supports cooperation instead of constant negotiation. Fourthly, guidance and discipline. Firm boundaries without punishment culture. The Montessori Toddler presents discipline as teaching, not punishing. Davies encourages parents to set kind, firm limits while preserving the child's dignity. The book addresses common challenges such as hitting, throwing, grabbing, running away, and refusing to cooperate. Instead of long lectures, the guidance leans on prevention, redirection, and clear, consistent follow-through. Parents learn to prepare for success by controlling the environment, offering acceptable alternatives, and practicing desired behaviors when everyone is calm. When a limit is needed, the adult intervenes physically and gently, naming the boundary and modeling what to do instead. The approach also supports connection, getting down to the child's level, using calm tone, and repairing after conflict. Davies highlights that toddlers test boundaries as part of learning, and that adult steadiness is more effective than escalating consequences. This topic equips caregivers to reduce power struggles. replace reactive habits with intentional responses, and create a home where guidance feels safe and predictable. Lastly, emotional development and communication, supporting the whole child. Another important topic is helping toddlers navigate big emotions with adult support. The book frames tantrums as communication and nervous system overload rather than misbehavior. Davies recommends acknowledging feelings, staying close, and keeping language simple, while avoiding tactics that dismiss emotions or reward escalation. Communication tools include offering choices, using respectful phrasing, and giving toddlers time to process requests. The book also underscores the value of purposeful language, slow pacing, and fewer words during conflict, then more conversation later when the child is calm. Social development is supported by modeling grace and courtesy, greeting others, taking turns, and caring for shared spaces. The child is encouraged to contribute to family life, which strengthens belonging and reduces attention-seeking behavior. By combining emotional validation with clear limits, the guide aims to build early self-regulation. The overall message is that toddlers can learn empathy and cooperation when adults treat them as learners, guide them with patience, and create environments that reduce overwhelm. In conclusion, this book is best for parents, caregivers, and early childhood professionals working with toddlers who want practical guidance without harsh discipline or unrealistic expectations. It benefits a reader's life by offering a repeatable framework, observe the child, prepare the environment, and guide with calm consistency. Those changes can reduce daily friction around dressing, meals, bedtime, and public outings, while helping toddlers develop independence, confidence, and responsibility. The Montessori Toddler is worth buying compared to similar parenting books because it connects philosophy to concrete home setup ideas and routine-based solutions, making it actionable even for families new to Montessori. It also balances boundaries with respect, which can feel refreshing in a landscape of either permissive or punitive advice. Readers looking for a gentle, structured approach that turns everyday moments into skill-building opportunities will find the book especially valuable, and the strategies can continue to pay off well beyond the toddler years. If you would like to support Simone Davies, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.